Don't hold your breath at the prospect of either, let alone both seats being filled by the end of the morning. Last time out was, in the words of the Chief Minister, Alan Bella, a far from edifying experience. Only two of the four seats were taken, this after nine rounds of voting. Once again today, candidates will need to receive a minimum of 13 votes in a secret ballot, something that will prove even more difficult, presumably, given that Bill Henderson and David Cretney have since been elected to the Upper House and are no longer in Keys, with at least one other MHK absent from the chamber today, finding that elusive 13 may prove just too much.